Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Rock and Roar Podcast.
What's up, everybody? This is Brian Roar. Thanks again for listening to the Rock and Roar Podcast. Today is Tuesday, September 28th, 2021. It's a beautiful day out here in Ohio. We got nice, crisp weather. Enjoy it while we can before it gets really cold, but, you know, that's part of Ohio. We get the best of all seasons any time of the year you want it, so really can't complain, and I just kind of roll with the punches. That's all we can do. I hope everyone had a good weekend. Had a great one. Spent it with family and everyone. We had a good time, played card games, and, you know, just kind of hung out and kept it socially distant, you know, and all that, but had a good time. And now I'm back with you guys. Thanks for everyone that listened to my first podcast. That was very fun, and hopefully, you know, keep the ball rolling and see how the more of these go and see how you guys like them and all that. I'm going to start today's show, as always, with On This Date. So last episode we did Pink Floyd back in 67. Well, we're not going back this far this time. We're only going back to the year 2002. So about 19 years ago, there's an artist, I don't know if you guys know her, you might know of her legs. Her name's Tina Turner. Great artist, great singer, great human. She was born in Nutwasher? I know, I'm not making it up. It's like Nutwash or Nutwash something, Tennessee. Well, anyway, it's about 50 miles from Memphis, and she lived there until she was 17 years old. And then moved out to get her career going and everything. But back in 2002, they named a section of Highway 19 the Tina Turner Highway. So every time you're going down that highway, folks, you know, you got to be blaring her music, paying tribute to her. She's a great artist. Like I said, everyone knows her because of her legs. And yeah, they were nice back in the day, but now they're probably, you know, still just as nice or just old and wrinkly, but she still had a set of a pipes on her, and, you know, she's a great, great artist. So, talking about music, that's what we talk about on here, a little bit of everything. But speaking of music, earlier in the morning, Gibson Guitars, which they've been under a lot of scrutiny lately. I don't know if they rebranded or they re-released, but if they had anything to do with it, but, Gibson and Kramer Guitars, so Kramer Guitars was huge back in the 80s. I mean, a lot of the hair metal bands, Eddie Van Halen, I mean, you're talking about Eddie Van Halen, you're talking about Richie Sambora, Tracy Guns, Snake Sabo from Skid Row. He's got his own signature Beretta coming out. It's kind of like the style he played back in Skid Row. You talk about a great band there from the 80s. My God. It's a shame that, you know, issues got in the way, but what do you do? But anyway, so Kramer Guitars, they're coming back. I think they're starting out at about $300 to $400 for the guitar, which ain't too bad. I mean, you think of the prices of stuff nowadays, and that's really chump. It's an investment, yes. It's not chump change, but it's, you think about how much wood is nowadays. You think about all these, you know, places having trouble getting material and everything in, leather even, everything. I mean, it's just, it's crazy as hell. So I thought that was pretty cool. You know, you got to give it up to the 80s. I mean, they set a new standard on the electric guitar when it came to solos. I mean, that's all the 80s was, is if you had a badass solo in a monster ballad, you're golden. You're riding the wave all the way to, you know, MTV Awards and Grammys and everything. And hell, even the Playboy Mansion, Hugh Hefner, I guess he passed away not too long ago, around this time. He had a hell of a lifestyle. I mean, never knew the guy personally, but he lived the life that, you know, a lot of people dreamed of. But Anyway, I thought that was pretty cool. Kramer Guitars bringing back the 80s. So, hell yeah, bring back rock and roll. We need some of that shit back. I mean, you look at all the music and crap that's out now. I'm sure you hear it every day, but it's just terrible. It's not like it was. And no real musicianship, no real talent. But by God, you play a couple notes on a keyboard and set up a nice drum sample, and you're going places that, you know, you never thought you would. Meanwhile, people are really talented out there busting their ass every weekend playing shows, and they just never get as much respect, but they'll get there. You got that dream, buddy. You keep going for it. You know what I mean? So yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. So today's Tuesday. I don't know if any of you out there play fantasy football. So you know Tuesdays are waiver days. So Tuesdays are the days where, yeah, I compare it to Christmas Eve, and I compare Wednesdays to Christmas Day. So what waiver system, if you guys don't know what fantasy football is, so pretty much you draft a team of whoever you want on it. You can have literally whoever you want. It's your dream team, and you act as a manager of that team. So if a player gets hurt, you have to replace them with someone on your bench, or just ride it out, see what happens. But waiver wire, I was trying to explain this to my wife, because she tolerates a lot. I mean, Tuesdays, it's like I'm laser focused on putting in the waiver claims and everything, you know, because you have to. If you wanna win, you got to do it. But anyway, so the waiver works is if you have a player that gets hurt or you don't like them. Nah, not out of spite, just like, you know, they're not doing anything for my team. You know, I want a better player. That's what the waiver wire is. You have to drop a player to add a player. Unless you have open roster spots, then you have a couple of spots to burn. So, depending on how many leagues you're in, it can take a while. I'm going to admit, I think I'm in about 18 leagues, but, you know, I enjoy it. Is it fun? Hell yeah, it's fun. It's nerve-wracking. It's exciting. It's, you know, it pisses you off. It pumps you up. It just brings joy. And, you know, just have something to look forward to and talk about with your friends and your family and with you guys here online and everything. So, you know, it's just something fun to do. Only once a year. I've done the baseball before. It's every day. So you got to constantly change your lineups every day. Same way with moving players in and out. Just all depends if you have A, time for it, and B, if you're that invested in it. I mean, a lot of people that play fantasy baseball, when it comes to like August, usually end of July, first of August, it's donezo, you know, because football's coming around, and that's what everybody plays. I mean, anyone that plays fantasy sports, if they don't play fantasy football, then you're a strong person, because that shit's fun. And shout out to everyone out there that plays it, you know. Send me some of your team trades, or that's the hardest thing for me to do, is trading. Gosh, it's like pulling teeth. I don't know if I'm ever giving up too much or if I'm getting a shit return, but they just got to go with it and just hope the best and, you know, just ride the players out. I mean, if you don't like a player, fucking drop them. Who cares? You know, don't go dropping, you know, Christian McCaffrey, or I know he's hurt right now, but Jesus. I picked him up last year. I'm in a dynasty league, so I picked him up. Someone had dropped him after he got hurt, the fifth week last year? 2020? I forget what week, but they dropped him. They literally dropped him. He was just sitting there on the waiver wire. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. So I put a claim in. Hell yeah. Got him. But it just blew my mind. Like, here, that person didn't know how important that player, how important Christian McCaffrey is. Or they just had to do something. That's it. Sometimes you gotta make some tough calls. But in the end, that's what the managers gotta do too. So Of course, they got, what, 52 men, I think, or, yeah, 52 on NFL, and 53 or so. Then in MLB, they got 28 or something. I don't know. Some weird fucking numbers. Just give them all the same 50 players. Boom. You know, but hey, that's why they make the big bucks, and we're stuck paying tens of hundreds of dollars for tickets and merchandise, you know, because we love them. And we love our families for putting up with it, putting up with us, and, you know, all the time that we devote to it. You know, it's not for everyone, but I mean, it's fun as hell. Even if you get in a league, just join a public league. Who gives a fuck? Just go there. Even if you've never played it before, just join one. Test it out, man. See if you like it. If not, you know, a lot of people don't like it either. Some people just like watching the games, and ain't nothing wrong with that either. Just all depends on your comfort level. And, yeah, it just kind of keeps you up to date with everything, too. I don't know. It's just fun. So, that's usually how Tuesdays go. Waivers and everything. Like this week, got a couple in for a couple players, and I'm telling you, trades are, gosh, they're like kryptonite, man. I just have the hardest time. But if any of you listening play fantasy sports or anything, you know, hook head me up on my socials and everything, and we'll discuss some stuff, and you know, maybe we'll play in the league one day together. That'd be cool. I'll have all the social information in the show details, so just when you click on the episode, the description, it'll have everything on there saying, you know, my socials and everything. And I had to let you know, my wife wanted me to say psychic medium. So Brentley is a psychic medium, and she does tarot and pendulum readings, but she is a psychic medium. I forgot to say that. And I want to live. So yesterday, Monday, September 27th, 2021. I know I'm kind of on a sports thing here, but I'll just make this real quick. That day was the last day that the Cleveland Indians were playing their home game at Progressive Field as the Cleveland Indians. Next time that they play a home game, will be the Cleveland Guardians. So, I still cheer them on, you know, still be a great team, and we'll have our ups and downs and everything, but I don't know, I'm kind of interested to see what the merchandise looks like, and I don't know, just something new to wear, and it's a new team, new breath of fresh air, and, you know, just, I'm excited. It's not the same, but it's still the same environment and everything. You know, they'll still have Dime a Dog Night. You can get your Sugar Dale hot dogs and, you know, your $10 pops and everything, just like the fucking movie theater. Jesus, you go in there and you're spending $20 and that's just on two pops and a thing of popcorn. It's like, come on, man. Yeah, you could get four tickets for that, you know, if it was 1990, but I mean, still, that's how much they gouged shit up. But, oh well, you gotta keep the lights on somehow. But no. My dad, he had took me to, it was the Indians, I forget the other team, man. I honestly do, I was so young, this was back in 93, right when we first moved up here, and my dad took, it was me, I know me for sure, I think my brother Kevin went, or maybe he didn't, I'm not too sure, but we went to Jacobs Field, there in Cleveland, Ohio, and watched the Tribe play, and you know, I was my dad's favorite team, so I've always cheered them on, always loved, you know, the Major League movies. They were poking fun at them, but, you know, that's what you do when you, if, you know, imitate, what is it? Imitation is the highest form of flattery. So if someone's making fun of you, it's just because they want to be you. What was that in? There was a movie that was from, They just hate us because they ain't us. James Franco, hell of an actor, you know, good guy, funny as hell, brother, you know, weird looking people, it's weird looking, But anyway, yeah, it was sad, but you know, it's a new breath of new fresh air into Cleveland sports. And so in these shows, I like to do a top five. Speaking of, you know, baseball games, sports, and music and everything, we're going to do top five favorite candies. You know, just what you like to eat when you're watching a movie, or if you're at a show, or you're just out and about, and you know, you got that desire for a little nibble, you know, a little something to fill the void for a little bit. And but candy, that's all I chose from. So the top five are, no particular order, but Snickers, Caramello, Reese's, all kinds. The Malo cups, which are like Reese's, but they're filled with marshmallow and they have coconut. Oh my god, they got coconut in them. Oh, I might have to go get me some. Plus, if you get the king size, it has, not coins. It has like fake money in there that you save up and you can get like a Malo cup t-shirt or a hat, which is, that's pretty awesome, to be honest with you. So we got Snickers, Caramello, Reese's, Malo cups, and Charleston chews. Minis are big, don't matter. They're really good frozen, just like they say on the package, but really good. I don't know, just something about marshmallow. Something about marshmallow and chocolate and peanuts, and oh my god. And caramel, oh my, yeah. This, whoever came up with ice cream sundae is a fucking genius. You know, they just, they're really smart, and it's just good eating. But yeah, tell me you guys' top five favorite candies, and, you know, well, I got all the, like I said, social and everything, and I gotta quit repeating myself. But anyway, well, I have all that on there, and, you know, I always end my show with a little, did you know type thing, just a, or a joke, depends on what mood I'm in. Today is going to be a DIY, like, wait, D, did you know, so D, D-Y-E, D, D-Y-K, did you know, Jesus. Okay, so, Nerf, you guys know Nerf, the company, like the Nerf balls, they make the, like, this, they're not squishy, but they got, like, Velcro on them, they got the guns, like the Nerf guns, they shoot, they got water balloons and everything. Well, Nerf, N-E-R-F, the company, it doesn't stand for a damn thing. So Nerf doesn't, it doesn't mean anything. You know, people have tried to crack it, like, what does Nerf stand for? It's got to stand for, you know, never, ever, really, I don't know, first. Never, ever, really first. So you're always second. No, shake and bake. But no, Nerf doesn't mean nothing. Friend? That's Nerf backwards, doesn't mean nothing. So, you literally can be the most coveted brand in the world, and your name not mean a damn thing. So, aim high, people. We can do this. We can do anything. Heck, even the jackpot I heard on the news tonight was up to $500 million. So, no one's hit the lottery. Maybe we'll play, and we'll take this show on the road, and we'll do everything, and we can, but, you know, you gotta realize it's probably gonna be either A, an old person, or B, an already rich person, and they're just gonna take that money and just do stupid shit with it. And so, that's on them, but, you know, if it were come down to it and won the lottery, I couldn't imagine that feeling. I mean, just knowing that I won, like, $10 off a scratch-off, I get excited. I couldn't imagine, like, getting five numbers of Powerball, like, oh my god, that's life changing. But then you see people on TLC, you know, the lottery changed my life, they fuck everything up. But I mean, you know, you have that much money, you think you're invincible, and you know, it all, if you don't invest it right, you know, whatever that be in, then you're not gonna do good. So just be good with your money. Be good to people. You know, Tim McGraw, stay humble and kind. You know, and guys, have the great rest of your day. Thank you again for listening. And I will be back. I'm probably going to do probably anywhere between 3 to four, maybe five shows a week. Just depends what I come up with. And, you know, if I'm on a groove, then I'll roll with it. But again, thank you everyone for listening. Please give me a couple of reviews if you can on Spotify. I got all of them, Spotify, Apple, Stitcher. There's another one, Reason. All the popular podcasts I'm on there. So hook me up, hit the like, follow button and everything. I'll follow you back. It's not going to be like that. So thanks again, everyone, for listening, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you.